matter what he
let
had.
Let me tell you that Sergeant Wiedemann, and I reminded him that I'm a fire captain, okay, but whatever. Mm-hmm. We went through the process of articulating that I'm not 37 pounds lighter, I'm not 2 inches taller than what my driver's license say, and he missed my apartment number by 392. Right. Okay. Good luck trying to find me.
Okay.
Then he has no reference whatsoever to the actual organization where my kids were.
Mm-hmm.
It's he has no reference. All he says is the school at 725 Market mm-hmm. Street. It's actually Salem Kaiser Education Foundation camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to find the phone number myself. I had to call the school, you know, I had to look them up on the internet, because the business line for Karina Lemons is 503-860-4840, and then the home line for Lauren Jones, who's an employee, is 503-860-4840. Did I just say that again? I did. Okay, and then the business line for Tara Knott is 503-860-4840. And in fact, it rings to the cell phone of Lauren Jones. Really? Okay. Good job.
So then
it goes on.
In the report, as far as addresses, phone numbers, and then in the report, you're saying that he wasn't accurately detailing
gave you one phone number for three different people, two business lines, and a home line,
right,
when in fact it's a cell phone for somebody else.
Okay,
that's a problem, okay? Now, let's go through this, all right? So then he says Lauren Jones is summer school staff. No, she's staff of the Salem Kaiser Education Foundation camp. He misspells my last name. And then he says that I then confronted school staff about his children. No, I was trying to add my name to the emergency contact list at the child care facility where mom said the kids would be that morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
And she said that he demanded to see them. No, I didn't want to see them. I was already in there. I was in there for like an hour and a half waiting for my kids to arrive. I didn't know what time they were going to arrive. So I showed up, and I'm very peaceful for 90 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have on video, okay, what I have on video is me trying to, first off, my son runs across the street. I give him a big hug. We have a great rejoining, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't seen the kids once since Tuesday night at the airport. I saw him on Father's Day for 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and the boyfriend actually had me in the back seat of his car drive a mile in Silverton to the Dairy Queen to have a 30 minutes of Father's Day with him. It was awesome,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then I went on my merry way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, I go down in the morning, and mom's really pissed that I'm, sorry, that's a bad word.
That's
she was
word.
Not very happy
right.
that I was there at the child care facility. And I videotaped myself handing the ID to the Lauren Jones or whoever she is, okay?
Okay.
And I said, please add my name and my contact information. And here's my ID, and I place it on the table, and I walk out. I videotape myself walking out peacefully.
Uh-huh.
And then she comes out, because she's dialing 911 because of this disturbance, because mom's inside making allegations that the 6'4" giant,
mm-hmm.
no, 6'6", 215-pound
mm-hmm.
giant per, mm-hmm. you know, he's off a little bit, okay, whatever,
mm-hmm.
per Mark Seyfried, okay,
mm-hmm.
is going to tear into the joint, rip the doors down, and abduct his kids,
mm-hmm.
okay? They're on alert right now. They're scared.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a hostile work environment from the morning of the 16th through today,
mm-hmm.
waiting for this guy to break the restraining order that's been filed against him, okay, based on the testimony of a sworn peace officer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then what we have is the next paragraph, he misspells my name again,
mm-hmm.
and he says, then he alleges that I said there's going to be TV cameras here later.
Mm-hmm.
What? Listen, God has given me a plan that if things go south, there will be TV cameras there. So I'm going to show the world how to do it right. I'm a law enforcement officer, fire investigator that can acquire, assemble, organize, and present evidence in court to put away an arsonist for life. And I know how to build websites.
Mm-hmm.
I know the power of Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just trust me on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you taking that as a threat that you were threatening to, that you knew how to burn that the building down?
No, no, no. Burn, not burn a building down. He said there's going to be TV cameras here later.
Right.
Who said anything about burning a building down?
No, I think that's what I thought. Because
what?
You said you knew how to testify against
arson. No, no. I could put an arsonist in jail for life for the testimony I produce in court.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Done. No, no more. Okay, so I said I know of a plan that will cause the media to be there.
Okay.
Okay, now I show him my pleading.
So was he taking that as a threat then in the
report? No, he was arbitrarily, selectively listening to the details that I gave him.
So you, okay, but it kind of sounds like he took that as
what?
As a threat.
For what?
You
threat to do what?
That you were threatening to do something that would cause TV reporters.
No, I told him that if it goes down, if it doesn't go right, if you guys don't support me, which you're obviously not going to do, okay, I know of a plan that will cause the news media to be there with hundreds of people.
And what plan was that? Did you explain what that plan
was? Yeah, I did. I said that the police chief would be there while the Marion County Sheriff's Department, per my writ of assistance. I showed him this paperwork, right?
Uh-huh.
When was this filed? 3:37 p.m., Friday the 13th,
right,
in Des Moines, electronically, e-file.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
I showed him this document, right?
Right.
And I said that the Sheriff's Department will do it.
Oh, that will come and
Rescue the kids. And I will be there waiting for them. Got it?
Okay.
There's no threat here at all.
Okay.
Okay, got it? Okay, so then, okay, then he says he told me that his ex-wife, wrong, I'm not married to her ever,
okay,
Deanne Johnson, moved from Iowa 3 weeks ago, which would have been the 23rd of May, taking their two children, Morgan and Noah. No, I told him I met them at the airport and talked to Sergeant Mancia from Portland Police Department,
mm-hmm,
which I'm going to get a copy of the report because I know he made an event number, because mm-hmm, they had me on tight surveillance. And I told the sergeant, I said, mm-hmm, I'm going to be the guy that a year from now,
mm-hmm,
when looking back a whole year or two now, I know I did it right. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He goes, you sound like you've been down. I said, no. I worked at a correctional facility for over 5 years, and that's how I inspired my inmates, mm-hmm, to be their best every moment of the day.
So why did they have tight surveillance on you?
Because they were afraid that I would go off and somehow, they wanted to make sure it was going to be peaceful, okay?
Oh, okay. So
because, hello. Mom did not know that I knew she was flying to Portland that day. I changed my plans in Las Vegas I asked God, I said, what do I do? Do I go back to Des Moines and file a paper or do I go to Portland? So I called Southwest. They said $300 and the next day before you go to Des Moines. I said, what about Portland? I said, $75 and we have a plane that leaves in 3.5 hours. Sold! Mm-hmm. I'm there 5 hours before Mom shows up and I have time to talk to brother-in-law who is really screwed up,
okay?
The accomplice of this. Okay, he actually thinks that if Dan dies, he'll have full custody of my kids. Really? Anyway, okay, so, all right, so anyway, so regarding, okay, sorry about that.
Oh,
what was
no,
that squeal?
It was some squeal.
I know, it's like
it was
over here.
Huh.
I mean, you heard it inside
that
though,
was,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so anyway, so Sergeant Mancia and his whole team listened to my story about how this woman violated the 72-hour notice,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Okay.
To the court order, which is civil, okay, mm-hmm, that says that she shall give me 72 hours notice from a change. Well, she texted me earlier. She says she wants to change it from the middle of July to the 1st of July because her son's not going to come back to Salem because he doesn't want to live with her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16. He says, I'm done with Mom. Done. Okay? So anyway, I say, just let me have a chance. I'm meeting with the top people from the NFPA code writers regarding my patented fire protection equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm meeting with the top people from Underwriters Laboratory. Mm-hmm. Okay? In a three-way meeting. I'm about to go in there right now. Will you please not disturb me? I'll get back to you later. So she says, so July 12th then. I said, you know, since she texts me, which is evidence in court, okay, I have a 49-page document that was filed electronically. It's 15 pages plus 34 pages of exhibits, the same way I put away an arsonist for life, okay,
mm-hmm,
which includes a dialogue that she says she wants to get him that week.
Mm-hmm.
At Thursday, 14:35 hours Pacific Daylight Time, she has every right to them because
mm-hmm,
she's told me I want to change. And there's nothing to stop that change 72 hours later. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what she does is in 3 hours, she has the kids abducted by their aunt, taken north to Ankeny, held overnight, and placed on an airplane, and flown to Denver, where Mom flies from Portland to Denver to meet them, and flies back the three of them to Portland at 7 o'clock, well, 6:42 is when they arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I arrived there at about 2 o'clock. My plane was about an hour late. Mm-hmm. So I had time to talk to the police officers mm-hmm. and get cooled down mm-hmm. and vent a little bit mm-hmm. and get rid of the stress so I can be this person a year from now, looking back a year back. I did it right, okay? Mm-hmm. And so when the kids came out the exit gate, boy, was mom surprised, okay? Imagine. Now, the problem is that, you know, I was on tight surveillance because they wanted to make sure it was going to be a civil, yeah. very peaceful event. So my kids are there. They're thinking they're never going to see dad again because they've been abducted by their mean aunt. Give me a break. It's been the worst 24 hours of their life. Well, 23 and a half at that point, okay? Because mm-hmm. 7:30, no, actually it was 5:30. So, yeah, so it was 25 and a half hours later mm-hmm. that they're scared to death. And dad is there hugging them and holding them and reassuring them that the early move, okay, to Oregon is going to be okay. We'll get through it. Mm-hmm. I'll see you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm in Oregon. You're in Oregon. It's all cool. But, Daddy, I want to go to Adventureland, which is in Altoona near Des Moines. Mm-hmm. Daddy, I want to go to the Ramada Inn Park, water park. I said, listen, we'll do it again. It'll be all right. I have reservations, right? Well, I did have reservations. It's done now. It's long past, okay? But they were looking forward to that this week. They want to spend the whole week you know, with Kenny, who they've known since they were 18 months old. The guy's awesome. He loves kids. He's like the most... That's why her older 16-year-old son is living with him until he's 18. Because mm-hmm. the guy's awesome. He's a great friend of mine, okay? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he goes on and he says that she brought the kid 3 weeks ago. False information. We got a real issue here. Because now this verifies a testimony from mom that she brought the kids here 3 weeks ago by a peace officer, a sworn peace officer, verifying that I told him that. Okay. But I just told him it was at the airport and gave the whole story.
Right.
But he can't keep track of, you know, the next syllable, let alone the next sentence, okay? Mm-hmm. He can't even he wasn't even writing notes down, okay? Mm-hmm. I gave him his driver's license, and it says 6'4", and he wrote 6'6". It says apartment number 436. He puts down apartment number 44. Mm-hmm. Good luck finding me if you have to arrest me. Because I'm going to be 392 apartments away. Mm-hmm. And if it's 1 o'clock in the morning when you bust my door down, you're going to have to hit, you know, 400 extra apartments before you find me. Good luck. I think you're going to get a few lawsuits over that one. Got it? Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, then he goes on. He says, Richard showed me a copy of the unnotarized, unsigned copy of the custody agreement from Iowa from April 2011. Mm-hmm. I don't normally travel 1,500 miles away from home, right, with a signed, notarized, you know, document, right? But I have one now. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine mail it, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is what it is right here, okay? Got it? And in that document, it says that she shall notify me, okay?
You understand that part's civil.
I understand that. I got right. that.
But okay. I'm talking about
the credibility of this
that
officer.
Okay,
so listen. Listen, he says the term,
right.
I have to be notified right. within 72 hours. Right. Within. This says with 72 hours okay. minimum.
Okay.
So now.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry. I'm yelling. This is not
that's
cool.
That's okay.
1 minute.
That's all right. And that's why I didn't want to have to go through all this because I know it's frustrating.
Okay, but no. I need you to get how important this is because on July 3rd, yeah. I'm going to be crucified.
No, and I.
Based on this, yeah. these based on the written testimony of a sworn peace officer yeah. that mom is using to support her case that I want to abduct my kids. And listen to this. Okay.
You know, here's the thing is I don't think it's a good idea for us to go through more of the report because I think it's just going to be frustrating.
Okay, it's fine. So she says in here, he says, I contacted
right
Deanne
now.
Who said she moved from Iowa
right.
to Salem about 3 weeks ago with the children. That's lying to a peace officer.
So do you want to fill out the blue form?
I will in a moment, thank you.
Sergeant, wait a minute.
I will in a moment, okay?
So once you fill that out, you can give that back to the record folks. We will include that with the other piece of paper.
You see, and I want this retroactive
to
June 11th. I'm going to demand retroactivity
right.
2 weeks because I contacted Sergeant Wiedemann, badge number 504,
right.
and he blew me off.
Yeah, and I don't, see, that's unfortunate. I just don't know what the conversation is. I don't know.
Of course, because it wasn't recorded.
Yeah.
What the hell? It's
and
his
so,
word against mine. Because see, I'm this deadbeat dad that's going to kill his kids and abduct his kids, according to the testimony of a sworn peace officer, and I have no credibility at all.
So on that piece of paper, you can just make sure that you
articulate that. I will.
Yeah,
I'm very good at articulating. I'll do a very good job, I promise you.
And then we will get these, we'll take these in and have
see right here? Sergeant Wiedemann. W-I-E-D-M-A-N-N. He made sure of that. Is that funny how I know how to spell his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, with two N's, right? I talked to him.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
Well, and we'll start this now for the next 45 days to get his ass in the ringer too.
We have
a procedure, and you have the ability to shuffle paperwork and move something to the top if you need to. And my request is to a fellow peace officer retired that you do that for me.
Yeah.
You're here to protect and serve, and I'm screwed right now because I have the testimony of a sworn peace officer that says, I contacted Richard, and he again alluded to the fact he would abduct, rescue his kids.
Yeah.
What does this document say? What does this document say, right? Read it to me. What does it say right there? Writ of assistance.
In this court procedure that you're going to be going into is to explain to them.
And you think the judge is going to want to listen to me when I've got a sworn peace officer saying I'm a piece of garbage and a mother says that I'm going to kill her?
You can tell him that. You can tell him you don't agree with what's on the report, that you filed a request.
I need an event number to today's conversation to verify I talked to you because Sergeant Wiedemann didn't record anything and then we went line through the document regarding the issues at hand.
What will happen is if we can have some kind of address, we usually send written requests.
No, just send it to my home address. I have people checking my mail every day. It'll be delayed one day. I don't care.
Okay.
See, time's on my hands, okay?
We'll send out a written
But you're going to call me and you can give me the information and say the event number is ready for me to pick up the copy for
$15. It's not an event number.
I'm asking you to create an event for today because there is no documentation that says we even talked.
Right.
It's on video, but I don't have a copy of the video. You do. Okay? There's nothing that I have to prove this conversation took place at all.
Right.
Because when I go to court, they're going to say, show that you were there.
Right.
Too bad.
Well, what we crucified. Do is we do identify it in our letter that you came in on this particular
No, I wanted to identify. I talked to Sergeant Wiedemann, W-I-E-D-M-A-N-N, badge number 504, on June 11th.
And that's part of the IA investigation that will be included in the correspondence that we will be sending you.
Weeks later.
Say if we have a local address, then it makes
We don't have a local address. I'm going from hotel to hotel allegedly.
Post office address or something that we can send it to?
I'm not going to drop. No. I'm not interested in having a temporary post office box, okay?
Okay.
No, what you can do is you can call me and say the record's here available for me to pick up. I'll be happy to drive down under surveillance.
Yeah.
Okay? That actually came here because I want proof I was here. Yeah. Got it?
Well, and that actually might work is that when we develop that form, we probably could...
And that will take how many weeks? How many hours will it take for that to be generated?
On Monday, it will be assigned. So we'll figure out who the investigator is. We'll assign the investigator, and then it's going to be up to the investigator to create this document that says that we...
And how many... Does he have 5 business days to create this?
It just depends... Well, I said...
He has 45 days to play with, right? The policy says 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can milk this for 43 days and bust your ass in the last 16 hours of the last 2 business days and produce it.
You know, many of
to milk this for everything it's worth to really make me look bad in front of the judge.
Many of them are done prior to the 45
days. Well, so what? There's nothing that says it has to be. See, this is the problem, is that you need to have a policy in place.
Sorry. That should be done within a couple of days.
I need you to quiet down.
I'm sorry. You're right.
First of all, the sergeant is being very patient.
She is being very... Okay, Sergeant, you're awesome.
Talk to me right now.
I'm sorry.
She's being very patient with you.
Got it.
What I need you to do is ask me any last questions, and then you're going to have to leave.
That's fine. I got it. That's okay. I got the procedure. I'm going to fill out the form. I'll give it to the lady. I'm not going to be a problem for you. Thank you for your service.
All right. Well, thank you. Debbie,
Sergeant Aguilera, I'm really sorry, okay?
That's all right.
I've been out of line.
I understand.
President Lincoln was right. He said a man who represents himself in court has a fool for an attorney because of the emotion. This is what I'm doing.
And I get it. And it's an emotional thing.
I'm sorry.
So we're going to take care of it.
So what's your name, sir?
Mine is Lieutenant Miller.
Oh, Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry this happened.
I'm asking for help here. Okay?
I get it. And
because you've been hearing this, right?
No, just a little bit.
Okay,
I'm going to talk to her when it's done, but we got to do other things.
I understand. I know. You got to take care of business. Okay.
So,
I'm asking to my prayer a little bit, but that's okay.
Sorry, and we'll get to it.
I apologize.
No problem.
You have a business
we'll get to it as quick as we can. I do not on me.
That's okay.
Okay. So,
what's your badge number? I'm sorry.
Miller. Lieutenant Miller.
Lieutenant Miller, and your badge number?
371.
371.
All right,
listen. Thank you for cooling me down. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's an emotional time, and I got
my kids have loved me like you wouldn't believe. They were with me for 2 weeks. Okay, whatever it was.
It's hard when we get kids.
Okay, no, I've had two older kids. Okay, I had full custody of my older kids for 17 minutes. For the first time in the history of this meeting, Rich Hoffman. You want my ID?
Rich, no, man, I'm good. No, okay. Rich, I honestly, so no, Rich.
You got to get back to business.
I got to go.
Very good.
Take care.
Thank you very much, good Lieutenant. Luck. You're awesome. You thank you very much, sir.
All right, take care.
It's really hard.
I know it is, and I'm sorry.
Guys, yeah, can I have Sergeant Aguilera come out, please? Come to the window. Thank you.
Mr. Hoffman, did you have something else?
Yeah.
I can't go over the reports with you anymore.
No, we're done. Okay. No more.
But did you have a question
about
how...
I'm going to fill this out. Yeah, I do. Okay. I have a request. An unreasonable request.
An unreasonable request?
Perhaps.
Okay.
It'll make a huge difference for a couple people. You need to go to 725 Market Street. Send an officer there, like a sergeant, and tell them they have nothing to worry about. That the 6'4" giant is not going to come busting through their doors, and they don't need to be on alert anymore.
Okay.
They've been stressed out since the morning of the 16th.
Right.
Because of the allegations of Mom. Mm-hmm. And have them give me and have them pull out. Morgan and Noah, and tell them that Dad's okay.
Right.
I haven't left yet because they haven't heard from me at all in weeks.
Okay.
Okay, can you please do that?
You know that we can't have contact for you with your kids.
Oh, I'm not going to be there. There's a restraining order, okay?
Right. We can't even do third-party contact.
Okay, just go there to the staff, please.
I'll tell them
and
that
request
you have no
that they have nothing there. To worry about.
Okay.
I'm the most law-abiding citizen on the planet. I'm not going to violate anything.
Okay, perfect.
Because they need to know that. They've been on alert. They've been scared to death every day since June 6th. It's been 11 days now.
Yeah, that's probably been their concern. So.
Hello, I'm big. They're small.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys can't respond fast enough to save them.
Okay, well, I appreciate you saying that, but that's not your
No,
but, that
really, I need
you
to do that for me, okay?
Minds at ease.
I tell them I'm really sorry, because I tried to call there. I finally got the number.
Okay.
I called there, and just let me finish this.
Sure.
And the lady said, I said, I want to talk to my kids. She said, I can't let you do this. She hung up,
right?
Then I called again. She says, you have to use other legal channels.
Right.
She says, you call one more time. I'm going to get you for harassment.
Right.
Did I call her again?
I don't know.
No, I didn't.
Okay, perfect. That's good.
No, I don't want harassment.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to harass anybody.
Okay.
Okay, tell them I'm sorry
that
I went to the limit of asking them to put my kids on the phone.
Right.
Can you please
they can't do
tell
that,
them no. they have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
And Dad is a law-abiding citizen.
Okay.
And they don't need to be scared every day.
Okay.
Okay?
And I appreciate that. Thank you for letting us know that.
All right, cool.
Fill out that form and turn it into the front counter, okay?
All right, listen, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you
Listen,
very
I had
much.
To vent a lot. I'm in bad shape, okay?
Yeah. Okay,
I'm
well,
very emotional.
Tough.
This is really
tough.
Hard.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Because, see, my kids are very confused right now. They have no idea what's going on.
Right.
And the fact that Sergeant Graham said that he would be a courier service for me really pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have come in gladly and gotten the restraining order.
Yeah.
Gladly. But you don't know that because I need it for my defense.
Right.
Okay, you got it?
Okay.
The woman's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
Right.
Allegedly.
Well, thank
Sorry.
You very much. I appreciate
all right, go back to work. Take care of this. Thank
okay,
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, great. Thank you.